Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Clark steals second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Allison reaches second base with a double. Uhlander goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive to right field. Held throws towards first. McCraw fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCraw. Tovar scores. Reese goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roseborough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. Allison moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to third. Roseborough moves to second. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Roseborough scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Twins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now playing shortstop. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Berry reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Kenworthy moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kenworthy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Twins. Walt Williams pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 8-5, Twins. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Williams moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Williams scores. Cullen moves to third. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Twins. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kenworthy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. 1 out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horland pinch runs for Jerry McNerney. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. 1 out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Allison is walked intentionally. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Dick Kenworthy. Al Worthington now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 8-7, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Wagner moves to second. It's White Sox, 8, Twins, 8. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Wagner moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is walked intentionally. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Berry scores. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McCraw is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullen scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 12-8, White Sox. Bob Miller now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing right field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Woody Held now playing third base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.